Talking today with Ben Hale from Western Livestock. Ben, crazy, crazy markets as we started the week on our cattle market. We had fairly short runs after Easter at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. What did you see there yesterday?
We had about 3,500 compared to 7,540 a year ago, Ron. And, probably a little bit Easter and a little bit just there's so much green grass and wheat and tighter numbers that, be interesting to see what we wind up with next week to see how if we're just going to continue these shorter numbers or what.
We talked before we started our recording, Ben, about the wreck on the cattle market in just literally minutes. Feeder cattle and live cattle futures just plunged after fears regarding this HPAI maybe crossing over to a worker in a dairy operation out in Texas.
Yeah, that the last 35 minutes or so of trading there, lose $5 to $8 a hundred on the fats and the feeders both. I mean, it's just to me, Ron, there's just no rhyme or reason to do that. Supposedly a worker got sick, but anymore you can't believe much of that. But it's just amazing that you can lose $100 a head in 30 minutes or so. Just not indicative of the market.
Yeah, and a little bit of recovery today, but I mean, we're obviously not getting all of it back today, even after it was pretty well proven that there's not that big of a deal.
Well, it is, and we're still trying to get back to $6 or $7 from the talk of it, a week or 10 days ago. Mm-hmm, so we turn around and lose another $7, $8. Yeah, we're getting back peanuts and we're losing it in ribeye steaks is what we're doing.
Well, it's not a black swan, but maybe just a wild goose.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. That's exactly what it is.
Let's talk about what are you hearing from your guys there, both Comanche as well as the Woodward market here later in the week.
We're going to have a pretty decent run, Ron. It's not going to be huge, but we know more cattle at Woodward this week than we did a week ago. And the same thing with Comanche, it's just nothing big strings of anything out there right now, just some smaller cow deals, and then got some loads of yearlings and stuff coming. So hopefully we can bounce back from this market and talk to some guys yesterday that continue selling after the debacle there at around 1 o'clock, and the market stayed pretty well strong all the way through that, which was kind of surprising that some of the quotes they sent me. So hopefully we can do this and get back a lot of what we've lost to that $16 on the board.
I guess out in the country, anybody who held on to cattle are going to be grazing out wheat at this time. They're continuing to be steadfast for a little while longer, right?
I was looking at a bunch of them on wheat yesterday. They are just doing outstanding right now. Probably the best gains we've had in years and years. I had a guy tell me that in Woodward last week that he just can't believe how well these cattle are doing. And the wheat's still holding green. The weather has been pretty good, getting rains along, and it's just extending this grazing out, and these cattle are going to be big coming off.
Somebody wants to visit with you, Ben, about cattle market. How do they get a hold of you?
940-631-2333. We'd love to visit with you at any one of our four locations, marketing or buying cattle, Ron.
Thanks, Ben. Ben Hale with Western Livestock. WesternCommissionCompany.com is their website. To learn more about their operations at Western Livestock, the commission firm at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. They sell Monday, Tuesday, Comanche on Wednesdays, Woodward on Thursdays. I'm Ron Hayes on the Oklahoma Farm Report.